This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Coronavirus cases are impacting life from coast to coast in the United States, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
All bars and restaurants in at least 8 states are required to close at least part of the day. Santa Clara County in California has been the epicenter of cases of the coronavirus in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Sarah Cody is the local health officer.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine points out Tuesday is presidential primary election day.
It is clear that tomorrow's in-person voting does not conform and cannot conform with these CDC guidelines.
DeWine wants to push the Ohio primary back to June. I'm Ed Donahue.
With fears of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the United States, Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are staging virtual rallies today, a day ahead of the presidential nominating primary elections in those 4 states that Biden is expected to win handily. They held a face-to-face debate Sunday night in a television studio without an audience. During the debate, Biden promised to pick a woman as a vice presidential candidate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a progressive woman as a running mate. Russia's Constitutional Court on Monday approved a law on constitutional amendments that could allow Russian President Vladimir Putin to remain in power for another 16 years. The law must still be approved in a national referendum that is scheduled for April 22nd. The court's approval came just 2 days after Putin signed the law. You can follow that story and all the coronavirus news plus U.S. politics on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.